Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Such a great old narrator.
Duck pin bowling.
That's my grandfather.
Is the most popular of the small ball, small pin varieties of the game. You use the same basic approach.
Oh, he was incredible.
Of course,
look at his guns.
The small ball requires
a
different
grip. What happened to you guys?
And release.
Well, he really worked for a living. I'm a disc jockey.
Did you feel like Carrie was just like, okay, this will be fun?
The last thing she wants is one more thing to be required of her in a week. And you know what? She doesn't need friends. I need friends. She has friends. It's true. My wife has friends. My wife is so well-liked.
It's so sad.
It is depressing.
Can you imagine?
I don't have to. I did it.
Like, you don't get that 18 party back. Like, that's it.
No, it's gone. I don't think I'm going to dinner. As I look, my face split open. Well, Mac had the pleasure of driving me home that night.
How was that drive?
Quiet.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Oscar and Rob.
Oh, my God. Did you AI that?
No, I made it.
Did he say Oscar?
I had those ingredients for a while. I just wanted to spring it on at the right time.
I'm somebody.
You're somebody.
My God, my name's in print.
Do you want me to roll it back and do it one more time?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I just need it once.
That's all?
Is enough.
You'll be listening to this podcast
greedy.
Over
it's
and
It's a little
over.
Off.
How do you mean?
That's not perfect.
How is it not perfect?
Dude, real dude, not manufactured dude. This is a designer imposter cologne.
No, this is real.
This is off the shelf.
This is real.
At CVS.
No.
Behind the glass.
No, it's real.
This is not CK1. It's CK1. But I'll take it.
TK1. It's real. And thank you for Dude Walker
definitely,
for doing that.
Yeah, dude, thank you. But I'm sure it was an Oscar and Rob. You flipped it. I know when you Frankenstein something, it's really... Most people wouldn't.
No, it's real.
That wasn't off Dude Walker's silver tongue. By the way, is he on... Well, first, let me just mention Mike O'Mara is on the links right now.
Yes, he is. El Golfo.
There's no easy way to put this, but Rob is going to go pick up his father, who's coming into town. As you know, they've had a family tragedy.
Yeah. Hold on. A sad thing.
Tragedy.
Nice.
I think you guys will hit bingo one more, and you're good to go, right?
What do you mean?
It's five down.
Stop it!
Is it five across?
Horrible.
Is it too early? Too soon?
It's
moving
very
on.
Soon.
Hey, if you don't laugh,
God,
you cry.
You are evil.
The Bengal. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay.
You good?
Yeah. Hadn't thought of my life as a bingo game, but other than that,
well,
I'm doing fine.
I just was thinking of what others goes in five. Connect Four, you got that going.
Sure.
That's done.
Sure, yeah.
Is it eerie to you now that you, because I have
hold
to
it, go back to dude.
Yes.
I'm troubled that you think it's some sort of mock dude.
It's not a real dude. Dude never did Oscar and Rob.
I will play you the dry tape if you like.
Oh, so he actually sent this over?
Yes, yes.
Why would you be holding it for me for that ransom for that long?
Because it drives you crazy. I love that.
Oh my God. All right, well then I'm sorry. I felt like that was used. Could you play that again then?
I can, as a matter of
fact.
It's
not an imposter cologne.
It is not. It's the real deal. So hold on, I'll fast forward a little bit and get to the good part.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak.
Are you ready?
I've been waiting.
Mac, are you ready?
That took forever to get to.
I am so ready.
And now, here's Oscar and Rob.
See?
This is crazy. And this is how you know I'm not an egomaniac.
Right.
I actually want it to say, here's Rob and Oscar.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't want top billing.
I wanted you to have top billing.
No, I don't want it.
Really?
It sounds weird, though. Maybe that's why I felt like it sounded manufactured.
I think in the read.
This is how you know I'm not an egomaniac. I want you to be first.
In the read, I always like to be last.
No, but think about it. Even the way that my name rolls off of someone's tongue, and it's Rob and Oscar.
Oscar and Rob.
No, but it's Rob and Oscar is so much smoother.
Oscar and Rob. I don't know. You know what? Let me go back. I think he probably cut it both ways.
Please.
And
or AI dude did it.
No,
I don't know
it's
what's
really
happening
dude.
Here.
You know this.
Do you?
And as they say in Mommy Dearest, as a sword, it cuts both ways.
Yes.
Yes.
Mike is on the links.
Yeah.
Rob is picking up his father from the airport.
Simply weird scheduling.
It's
today.
Not weird scheduling. It's scheduling. Life happens.
Right.
And there's no need to apologize. When I told Mike he didn't have to do the show today because Rob had to pick up his father from the airport and there was no way to work around it, his eyes lit up and said, okay.
Yeah, I did not argue it.
Move on. Now, I always felt, regardless of the situation, picking up your parents from the airport was a normal thing because I picked them up and dropped them off my entire life.
Sure.
I don't think that's the case for you.
How do you mean?
Like, did you always have to take your parents to the airport and always drop them off?
No, my dad is not much of a traveler, for one thing. And I know your father is.
But he's been on planes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's been a while since he has flown.
But when you were a kid, would you have to go drop him off as like a piece of your overall childly duties?
Well, I mean, he wasn't around.
Yeah, but he was in Falls Church. If my parents live in Oney, I still have to drive to Oney and take them places.
No, I never did. I've taken my mom to the airport once or twice. She's picked me up a couple of times.
Yes.
It's a drag. Airport stuff sucks.
You live close to the airport.
Well, yeah, but this is not that airport.
No.
So, but I do know this is that when we were going back and forth to New York,
yes,
for the Don and Mike show, my dad was working downtown then, and he was my ride every time to pick me up at Union Station.
See,
which was great.
This all comes full circle.
Yeah.
My point being is this.
Okay.
Is now I have to pick up my parents not because they make me feel guilty otherwise,
right?
and just for. So everybody has a scoreboard here.
Yes.
As a Latin man in this brave new world.
Let's see the Latin scoreboard,
Oscar. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're always going to be their little kid.
Right. Exactly.
So when my mom went to Latin, she went to Bolivia. We drove from D.C.
Right.
To Olney, to Dulles, back to D.C. That, for all of you outside of the D.C. area, is the opposite direction three different ways.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
That could have been planned better.
And had to also bring her into the airport to get her to the Colombian Airlines that she was, Avianca. I'm sure it's reputable.
What's it called?
Avianca. and drop her off and make sure she got through the gates.
Is that the
and reminder that the clear people is not immigration. You got to put your she's got clear. She's been cleared. She's got TSA. She's a citizen. Let's just do all the machines and you'll get right through.
Is Avianca? Is that the they've got one window at Dulles? I think is that the one that has the goats at it?
No, and they don't have one. They have five little gates. Long lines.
Long lines, slow.
It just is. Yeah. So
are the planes often late for a Bolivian airline?
No, they're not. You know why? They don't have enough to be late.
Okay. They've got to be on time.
They've got to be on time or they're out of business.
Understood.
So for me, that's the trek. Like, I got to go in. I got to drop them off. I got to pick them up. If I'm flying with them, I got to deal with all. Fine. Not a big deal. I'm lucky to have my parents still around.
Yeah.
Still a pain in my ass sometimes. I'm sure I was a pain in their ass when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's just payback. You seem really, like, not put out, but, like, this is new for you.
Well, it is a little bit. I'm not someone who tends to leave the office in the middle of the day. There's not many times I've done it.
Oh, you've changed that a lot this year. Let me tell you that.
Well, no, there are times that I've been away from the office for months at a time. But leaving the office in the middle of the day is a little bit of a new thing. And
that's not the end of the world. I'm more considered, like, picking up my parents from the airport is so second nature to me.
Yeah.
You could say, hey, what do you want for lunch today? Like, mm-hmm. It's just not, even in their infirm state.
Right.
It's not like that for everybody, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you told me that you had to coordinate pickup for your father, I'm like, what's there to coordinate? You literally get a gate number, you track it on Flight Tracker,
and then you're there. Yeah. You know, I just want to make sure it goes easy for him.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's the root of it. Even in my mom's infirm state.
Yeah, you gotta.
I know that battle axe is gonna get through it.
Now, that's not nice.
Because she's just gonna demand the world, and someone will finally cave at an Avianca and get her a wheelchair, and she'll roll her right out.
L wheelchair.
And then I'll have a little sign at the airport. She comes back from Bolivia that says mommy. MAMI. And a little llama next to it. And she'll know it's me.
And I would hope she would recognize
Well, she's got bad vision. They'll roll her right to the guy named Mommy.
Rolling.
Not Mammy. Mommy.
Rolling Yoli.
Skinny Rolling Yoli. Thank God you lost the weight, Mom, or else COVID would have gotten you.
Oh, you know what's great?
God bless you.
She's going to fit great in coach.
Well, no, she doesn't fly coach.
No?
No.
That's must be nice.
Yeah, oh, did I tell you how my mom... Oh, yeah, I told you how my mom shook us down, right?
For no.
Trip. Yeah, I think I did. But I'll remind you guys.
Please do.
We did not only tithe for this for Christmas, where we give a percentage of our salary to my parents.
It is an honorarium.
Let me tell you. This last trip to Bolivia... she shook my brother down and me down for some funny money spending.
Gave you the old Gregory Abbott shake you down?
Yeah, well, first she demanded it, and then I stood up for myself like the grown man I am, and then I caved a week later when she apologized.
Yeah.
And then when she got on the phone yesterday, when she was telling me she's returning and she wants everything to be perfect.
Right. That was her request?
Yes. Because this is what was supposed to happen. I was supposed to get a 1-800-JUNK truck to my mom's house and get all the junk from the basement out.
Yeah. Is this best done when she's out of the country?
Yes, because she's a hoarder and she won't let anything go.
Of course.
Ask me if I've done that.
Have you done it?
No.
Oh, Oscar.
So
you're busy, though. I mean, you're a busy guy.
I don't know if that's going to be okay. So she said, did you ask... As el camión de 800 junk llegó y llevó las cosas? And I said, yeah, Mom. The junk truck came, took care of it, completely lied to her because I didn't want to get yelled at overseas.
International.
I didn't want, not that it's more expensive because she's calling me on the WhatsApp, free call.
It's a free call.
I just didn't want to get yelled at. It's been 3 weeks of not getting yelled at.
Did you think that maybe you would be able to get it out of there after the fact? Like you told her it was done?
Yeah, I thought this weekend would be great.
Yeah, of course.
And then I went online to book the junk truck.
Right.
Which, by the way, is highway robbery.
Yes.
And they were like, we're booked. So now I got to find two hunks in a truck. Or college hunks that move junk. I don't know what they're called.
Well, with me and Mac, you're halfway there.
We've ordered them, and Shan's always said they're not hunks.
Oh, really?
But they show up.
That's the trouble.
I got to find another truck.
Bad advertising.
To get all the printers and all the garbage out of her basement.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm complaining about. I just feel like even when my mom's gone, she's giving me a list of things to do.
Yeah.
And I could be a man and say, no, Mom, not going to happen. I'm my own man. I've got my own responsibilities. I have my own family.
Well, you are partially a man because you did not do it.
I'm a man child.
Yeah, but
I'm scared of my mom.
You're not a man when you said you did do it, and you're just buying off the inevitable.
Yeah. And look, for
does she go down to the basement a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, so she'll know right away.
Yeah, but I don't. She's got her. She's a hoarder. She's got her dining room set from when they first came to this country.
I think that's
real wood.
I think that's a beautiful
furniture.
Thing. It's great.
I don't think it's going to be worth anything.
Well, no, but it is it's worth what it's worth.
You know what it's worth? The price it pays for got junk to take it away.
Well, you know, a dining room table is also a second layer of storage downstairs. You can put more printers on it and under it.
No, we have too much stuff.
What is it? Mid-century modern?
It looks foreign.
That's probably mid-century modern. You could probably have priced it like on an eBay or anything like that?
This is the thing. If I knew somebody that could do all that for me, that'd be great.
Carrie would do it.
We're running two different companies.
Yeah.
One is thriving. Podville. Hi.
Hi.
TMS, we're almost back, baby. We're almost back.
We're getting there.
Fruitcakes end this month.
Yeah,
Fruitcakes end this month.
Fruitcakes end this month.
Fruitcakes end this month.
You've only got 8 days.
So look, we're going to be back. Everything's fine.
Could your mom handle like a Facebook marketplace thing?
No.
Why not?
Because
all she has to do is take a picture of the dining room table, as is, take with,
dude,
and it's gone.
When I'm telling you, we could just put it all on the front lawn and it'd be all gone.
Yeah, but then you don't get the...
There's no cat. There's nothing. These have zero value.
No, the table has value.
Have you been... Maybe in Olney, Maryland, you go... And we have listeners there, by the way.
Yes.
A wonderful listener wrote me and said, next time you're in town, he's got a F1... F-150 Lightning.
Yeah.
Electric one.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to drive it, sir. Just don't cut me up into little pieces. I will find you in Olney.
Is that really your main concern?
Yes. So
probably also he has an electric car and an electric knife.
Yes. Plugs right into the car. But that was nice of him to reach out. I'm into anything electric. Do you
boogie woogie?
Do you, I guess the real takeaway is this.
What?
I got to get rid of this stuff and I will. I'm just going to call a moving company and they're going to throw it all in the truck and then I'm sure they're going to resell it on eBay.
Yeah.
If I had like an industrious cousin or maybe. Like no one cares about this anymore. I remember telling, we had one of our interns, and I literally looked at him. I said, I need you to eBay all this stuff, and I'll give you 50% of
Which intern?
I don't remember. That's how unremarkable they were.
Wow.
And I said,
My money's on Vincent.
And they said, sure, 50%. I said, you can have 50% of everything
That's
you sell.
That's huge.
Right?
That's huge, yeah.
Nothing. I got a lot of, how does eBay work?
How does eBay work? What kind of interns are we hiring?
I think these kids don't care. They don't care about money.
Maybe. Maybe
I care about money. I just don't have time to meet someone for the sweaty handshake anymore.
Right.
You're talking to a guy who took his PS5 to like an alley with a butcher knife underneath his car to sell it because he thought it was going to get robbed when we were already doing nights on WJFK.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm willing to sell things.
That's
fine, but you have to have the time to drive to the shady alley in Tyson's Corner to do the exchange.
I think that you could, with a little coercion, get your mom to do it because
she can barely get on Facebook.
It's a total homebound business, though.
No. She. I think you have to understand. You have to want to get rid of the stuff.
But she kind of does, right?
She wants us to do it while she's not there.
Not painful.
She's a hoarder. Not in a bad way. She's got classy things downstairs.
Right. Well, the printers.
But, I'm a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, I suppose. You need to find those hunks.
Mac, what are you doing this weekend?
Going to a movie.
Ugh.
For the whole weekend?
Yeah, the whole...
What is it, Oppenheimer?
Yeah, I'm going to 15 showings of Oppenheimer.
I wanna apologize just briefly while we're doing this to our wonderful friend and supporter, Reed Galen. We were on a call before the program today. Reed's been a friend of the show for some time. And
the Lincoln Project.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
And
we went to the same middle school, but not together. Reed and I.
How many years apart were you? You're older than Reed.
Yeah, not many years, but I mean, it was only 2-year school, so we didn't overlap. But we did both go to Longfellow Intermediate.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Who else went to Longfellow?
Famous people?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Just the two of you?
No, you know who went? You know, there was more than two people in the school. You know who went?
Yes.
You've heard of Senator Strom Thurmond?
Yes.
His kids went there. I knew
but
Nancy.
But not the senator.
No, no. Well, he was 100 years old.
I mean, school has been around before us.
I knew, but I went to school with Nancy, and I think it was Strom Jr. So that was pretty cool. I can't think of any other real notables.
Do you think notables. They called him
SJ? Probably. You know who I went to Flint Hill Intermediate? Not Flint Hill Intermediate, Flint Hill Elementary.
Jared Leto.
No, well, that there you go. That was another Longfellow-in.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is a stacked middle school.
But my elementary school had Joe Theismann Jr.
Oh.
So there's that. That was sort of a big deal when I was in
That's
third grade.
That's a big
grade.
Deal.
Yeah.
Because he's actually playing.
But the up in at Longfellow, Jared went there, of course. And one thing that I think is pretty cool is that Jared Leto, who grew up in the McLean area, has actually quietly bought his parents' house. And he still owns the house that's right by Longfellow Intermediate. So that's good. So I am not the most famous person who ever went to Longfellow.
Okay. Well,
far from it.
A celebrity.
Yes.
Reed Galen.
Yes.
Out of Longfellow. We got on a call briefly.
Can you help me straighten up my Longfellow?
We got on a call briefly before the show because we had to calibrate his camera.
Yeah.
And I had Pony set up for it. He ponied it. We were able to salvage it, but I love that Reed knows the lore of not just Pony Boy, but, you know.
He understands.
So when I shook Matt right off the call, as soon as he gave me nothing, 0.0, I said, all right, see you later. Reed was not fazed. So I want to thank you for that. Maybe wasted 10 minutes of his time during that quick interaction, but we were able to resolve it and redeem it.
Reed is awesome, and Reed understands. Reed listens to the show.
He gets the show.
He does.
Okay. Now, I've been wanting to get to this for some time.
All right.
This is a dream car scenario.
For who? For you?
I think for any red-blooded American.
Is it the Rivian?
No.
I just like bringing it up.
No. Though, to the listener.
Yes.
That offered to give me a ride with your F-150.
Yeah, the electric. We mentioned that.
We're gonna have to meet in a public place. I was thinking about that. I was like,
back to this already, he's not gonna cut you up.
Yeah, but if we're in front of the Shoppers Food Warehouse or the Giant now that's up there, then we're in public. He seemed like a nice guy. I looked him up on. He's family man. I looked him up on.
What would be your ideal only meeting place for a test drive of this electric truck as we retread this?
My parents' driveway.
Parents' driveway?
Come
That's not very public.
I mean, everybody knows where they live. It's next to Johnny Cakes Allville from the Sports Junkies.
Well, I mean, you don't think Allville's going to come out and help you if the guy pulls a knife?
We're a house. We're like one house split. It's hilarious.
That, you know what? That is magical.
It is, right?
It's like
I see
kismet.
Him like, hi, Cakes. Just come see my parents.
I've seen him probably more than any of the other sports junkies.
I drove by his house the other day and his garage was left open. And I was like, hi, Cakes. I'm just calling you. The garage is open.
Is he still driving
probably
the Saturn?
Forgot. No, he's got a Jeep. I'm sure that he's paying $0.0 for that.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Ferris Jeep?
Yeah.
Yes, I think they're still rocking and
I've
rolling.
I've worked with the Ferris
with the
family.
Junkies, yeah.
Sure. Well, yeah. Cakes. Hi, Cakes. You're always a good guy.
Okay.
Close your garage.
This new car.
Yes.
Mac, pull up and put it on the screen. This should not be hard. New Land Cruiser, Toyota Land Cruiser 2024.
Is this an electric automobile?
Actually, I'd love to hear from you. Do you know what a Land Cruiser looks like?
Yeah, I do.
What do you know about a Land Cruiser?
A Land Cruiser has been a vehicle that's been around for a long time.
Correct.
It's been through many iterations, but it's always been sort of, I compare it to the classic old school 1970s Bronco. And you see, it looks like a four wheeling and it's not a crossover. It is a sport utility vehicle.
Correct, but it's the highest. It was considered the highest line of the Toyota world.
Exactly. But it grew out of being a utilitarian thing.
It's a luxury SUV.
Yeah, now it is.
Fun fact: they didn't have it in 2023.
They just skipped it.
Hello, who's this? No, this guy.
Can you stay focused?
I'm sorry, I'm getting texts.
I know.
I'm getting texts.
Well, we asked for 80 minutes of your day. Without texting.
Interesting.
What's that?
No, nothing. This creep. They just never mind. Moving on.
Is he gonna cut you off?
It's Pony Boy.
Is it?
Still doing the show, man. Still doing the show. So this Land Cruiser.
Right. Beautiful.
Last week it made its debut. It's something that I will not purchase, but I wanted the world to know about it because it's a vehicle. It's almost a throwback, the styling wise.
Yeah, it does.
Pull up the 2023 Land Cruiser and then pull this one back up.
Well, you said there was none in 23.
In Japan, you could buy it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, import-export.
Yeah. And if you can get into Japan, if you don't have too many medications, you can go there and buy it.
Really?
Probably.
I mean, someone else would figure out a way to do this. Even if we gave Mac a passport, he would not get there.
No.
We'd have to send him a guardian.
I'll be the guardian.
Yes. I'll drive you there. Okay, so.
I'll drive you to Japan, Mac.
For those of you out there looking for an SUV.
Okay.
All right. This is the same one. It's just a different model, different line.
For fun, search the 2022 because we know that exists.
Correct.
Land Cruiser. / Toyota.
Apparently, it's starting around $50,000.
Oh, then you're going to pay 78.
I'm still a Volvo guy.
Right.
So, not doing anything. I got the car I have. Not buying a new car. I'm good. But this Land Cruiser is intriguing to me because back in the day, a Land Cruiser would cost you like almost $100,000.
Right.
This thing's going to start around $50,000.
Okay, so this is an older one.
This looks like a Lexus.
Yeah, it's too modern. It doesn't look like the utilitarian vehicle that we knew.
The new Land Cruiser, now go back to the blue car, is shaped like an old school Land Cruiser. It's got a masculine, boxy look.
Yeah.
It's got the sharp edges. It's brought back the Toyota. As you probably know, Toyotas don't have Toyota in front of them
anymore. Old school Toyota logo.
I thought you'd like that.
I love
it.
I love
it. Throwback to that.
I noticed it.
And on the classic 1956 edition, you have one that has round headlights, which is what you showed earlier.
Okay.
I'm only sharing this knowledge with you guys. It's a very visual, I know, but you car guys and maybe you car ladies out there.
And you know, they can be following along. And Mac, is that you breathing?
That might be.
Thank you. Let's mute our mic.
Thank you. I'm only sharing this.
Yes.
And I'm sorry if this is a dud of a segment for you non-car aficionados.
No, we like to microcast occasionally.
How important is the third row? Because this vehicle does not have a third row.
Not important. We have a third row in our Kia.
Yeah.
And we've used it maybe twice in 6 years.
Twice?
Yeah, twice.
Twice. Have a third row in the Volvo.
Yeah. How often have you used it?
Once.
Yeah. And that was just to put me back there. You okay, Rob?
So not important, right?
No. I had a third row when we had the Tahoe, when we had littles.
Yes.
The only time we used a third row were long road trips that I could give each kid their separate row.
Okay.
Because then they wouldn't fight. But once you're into it, God, I hated taking those seats in and out. Pain in the ass. It wasn't the kind that folded down.
Mm-hmm.
It was an actual seat that you had to move in on the Tahoe. Now we have the third row on the Kia and we have used it like once or twice. We don't have any sort of third row action on the Subaru, just a nice back where I can put things. And I love it. I don't need a third row.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think about it. You just floored me because you're right. Cause you say, unless you have a lot of people in your life.
Yeah.
You're not going to use that thing.
No, you won't. As a matter of fact, you'll get to a point where if you need the third row, you realize your best play is to take two cars.
Because it's safer.
It's safer.
And you're not as cramped.
You're not as crowded, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Screw it. No third row.
Yeah, because that was a big knock. This car, if I didn't have the Volvo, totally would get it.
In a minute.
I think it looks cool, right?
I love it. I even like that color. It's blue.
Love it. Mac, what do you think? Mac, by the way, has got a futuristic car.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. It looks Jeepish.
Cheapish or Jeepish?
Like Jeep.
Okay.
It looks kind of like a modern Jeep.
It's definitely old school, though.
Have you ever heard Mac's car back up in the garage?
No.
Can I give you an...
the real... You can do it. Is this a new impression?
Yes.
I love it.
Boing.
So.
So. When Mac puts his car in reverse, it hooks up to a modem in 1988.
Shannon said, WTF, what is that? And then I just see him in his little boxy electric car or whatever it is.
What is it, Mac?
It's a Kia Niro. It's hybrid.
Is it orange?
It is orange.
It is so loud from the corner of the garage.
And that garage, when it's empty at the end of the day, yeah. It is like an echo chamber.
She said, do you think he's doing that on purpose? And I said, what? What do you mean? She goes, like, we all know he's backing up. Did he turn the volume up? Is there a, I mean, it's a little abrasive.
It is. But unfortunately, it's a safety feature because when it's backing up, it just uses the battery.
And it's so quiet.
It is so quiet that it's like mandatory to have a backup noise.
Why can't you?
Like, I'm going to send you down there with a recorder because when you hear it.
I want to hear it.
It is. It's like a spaceship is landing on a modem from 1950.
Can you change the sound?
No.
That's the.
It is aggressive and abrasive.
It's like a truck backup noise, essentially. It's just like, the, it's a constant the, beeping. Boop, boop,
but it's not that.
It's like.
Mac, I'll tell you this. Not cool. Don't have that
it's,
car.
It's Close Encounters of the Third Kind type of situation.
Very, yeah. Very outer spacey.
It's like, boop, 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 boop. A lot of hissing. Yeah. A lot of zoinks. Santos was petrified.
Oh, dogs hate stuff like that. What I almost said.
I saw it.
Thank you.
So, I guess pro tip. Wait for the Land Cruiser 2024.
Yeah. Now, you're saying now you're not going to buy one. Do you think maybe you will?
No, I am so past.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. That's it.
Max backing up.
There's going to be a treat at the end of the show because we're going to run downstairs and we're going to record this. And you're going to hear this as an Easter egg at the end of the show. You're going to hear the real backup sound.
You've ruined the Easter egg by telling you that there's an Easter egg.
No, we're
going to
play it for you and that's what it's going to be.
Beautiful, beautiful thing.
Thank you. So wait for it. If you're a truck person, if you're a truck guy or gal and you don't care about the third row, the Land Cruiser 2024, I get $0 for this, but I'm telling you, it looks like a masterpiece.
I love it. My dad had a 76 Ford Bronco.
He did?
Oh, God, it was great.
Lucky duck.
And he would take it. He'd take it on the beach. He'd four-wheel it on the beach. It was so much fun.
This is a man's.
And then it was the car he used to leave us.
And a lady's car as well.
That's a lady. It's a car for a lady. Lady. All right, when we come back, speaking of ladies.
Ladies.
I have a request for our lady listeners. That is quite imperative.
I love it.
Quite imperative.
Thank you.
So don't go anywhere. It is the Mike O'Mara Show. By that, we can probably lose the Jeep and go back to our pretty logo now. Ah.
I like the
love
Jeep.
Love it. I do too. But we got to sell the product. Got to sell the product. It is Legacy Box. The memory saver you've been waiting for. Don't let your precious memories fade away in a hot, damp mess this summer. You hate the dampness. With Legacy Box's Save Your Tape sale, it's your chance to rescue those gems for just $9 a tape. That's so cheap when you think about it. It's practically magic.
Yes.
Just pack up your VHS tapes, camcorder memories, and photos right into your Legacy Box. They will send you literally a box. This is your Legacy Box. Then you send it back. They'll digitize everything and hand it back to you on a thumb drive, which is what I did, or in the cloud, alongside your originals. You get everything back, plus the digitized copies. This past, the way the past meets the present, all preserved for the future. And I gotta ask you, how awesome is that? We're talking about reliving your childhood, sharing with your folks, and bonding with your kids. It's so much fun to show stuff, footage of my children to them when they were little, because they get very embarrassed. It's a lot of fun as a father. A Legacy Box is the real deal, a keeper of memories that's beyond price. So why wait? Dive into nostalgia with Legacy Box, because memories are timeless treasures. We all love it. We have all used it. We all value Legacy Box. So don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. Okay, so it has been stated on the show, I need friends.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm not going to argue this. I do need friends. And Mike brought up the notion of a bowling league as a good way to meet people. And we reached out and we got many people that were interested in doing a bowling night or a bowling league. And I narrowed it down to two. One is a Wednesday night league, mixed doubles. One is a three-person league. That's Thursday nights.
Mm.
Now, the Thursday night league is filling up. I'm going to go to both meetings for this. You know, Oscar, tomorrow is Wednesday. I'm actually going to the organizational meeting for the mixed doubles. There will be voting about when everything starts, but here's the problem. I talked to the secretary of the league, and she said you have to have at least one woman on your roster and one man. So you can have any mix of male and female as long as each gender is represented. All of the people that have expressed an interest in my bowling league have been gentlemen. So what I need to know, are there any ladies out there that would like to spend Wednesday night with our bowling team in Leesburg at the Branch, centrally located, beautiful bowling alley? We need a lady to put together a foursome. So I'm pleading to please reach out to me, Rob, at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Give the details again.
Okay.
But bullet points.
Okay, bullet points.
Yes.
Need at least one female bowler. You need to be able to commit to Wednesday night bowling, 7 p.m. in Leesburg, downtown Leesburg, the Branch Bowling Alley. The league will start either a week from Wednesday or 2 weeks from Wednesday. That's what we're going to vote on Wednesday night. You don't need to have a ball. You don't need to have shoes. They provide them there. You just need to show up for a wintertime league. So please reach out to Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. I'm actually into this right now. So I'm also going to go to the meeting for the Thursday night triples one, but I don't know if I'm going to get in because that one's pretty full.
Yes.
But we can get in. This mixed league, the Wednesday night league.
What about your wife?
She cordially declined twice. Not interested.
That is a burner.
Is it?
Yeah, because you would feel like your wife. Your wife.
My wife.
And you feel like Carrie would just be like, okay, this will be fun.
She is so busy with everything. The last thing she wants is one more thing to be required of her in a week. And I kind of understand that. Mm. And you know what? She doesn't need friends. I need friends. She has friends. It's true. My wife has friends. My wife is so well-liked. I need friends.
I get it. So yeah. If you're a Rob Mobber and you have ovaries, reach out to Rob.
That's right. And I don't want a guy calling.
You don't have to have ovaries, technically.
Well, I mean, and also, they should be in your body, not in a jar. We don't want someone
calling.
Now, Oscar, while we're talking bowling, I wanted to show, since we have our new video toy.
Yes.
I wanted to show you something that I don't think you've ever seen.
Okay.
It goes back to 1955. Now, you know I've said that I come from a lineage of pro bowling. And you may think, well, that's something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How can you really prove it? Well, there was a promotional film made by, I believe, AMF, not the Grease Man AMF, but the bowling company AMF, in 1955, and they wanted to represent both 10-pin and duck-pin bowling. Duck-pin is a smaller ball, and you get...
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah, three throws per frame. My grandfather was nationally ranked, and he was filmed bowling in this instructional film. Mac, can we please have this beautiful piece of cinema.
500,000 of America's bowlers are small pin enthusiasts.
It's such a great old narrator.
Duck pin bowling.
That's my grandfather.
Is the most popular of the small ball, small pin varieties of the game. Most of the fundamentals are the same in all varieties of bowling. In the small ball games, you use the same basic approach.
Oh, he was incredible.
Of course,
look at
the
his
small
guns.
Ball requires
what
a different
happened to you
grip.
Guys?
And release.
Well, he really worked for a living. I'm a disc jockey. He didn't need friends.
The ball is held the same natural way you pick it up.
Like he's as tall as Rob and as white as Rob.
No, he's not tall.
He's in shape.
He's not tall. He was like 5'9 or 5'10, I think.
I mean, I'm 5'10. Well, I don't feel short.
It is held.
Well, yeah, but he's not as tall as I am.
Yeah.
But anyway,
he's got guns, though.
Oh, he does. Well, I mean, the man delivered coal and ice and farmed and all that. So he's. But here he is in slow-mo, a beautiful form.
With no twist of the wrist.
Thank you, Mac. I do remember talking to him about that.
Mac, can you check my cam? I just raised my seat, and I feel like my head's cut off.
would be a pain in the neck, wouldn't it?
No, it'd stink for editing.
It would stink for editing. I asked him about that movie, and he hated it. And I said, why? He says, well, you'll notice I never got a strike in it. I said, I did notice. Why is that? He said, because to save money on filming, they just set up duck pins in a 10-pin lane, and the spacing was off, and the pins weren't falling right for him. And there's one scene in that where he almost gets a strike, and he doesn't, and he looks genuinely pissed.
Mm.
But it's great. So anyway, that said, bowl with bowling royalty. That's me. Because I come from lineage.
Yes. So you're selling yourself.
I am.
So you need a lady.
I do need a lady.
You got enough dudes.
Yeah.
Any age range?
Have to be 18 plus.
Okay.
And no, you know what? No top end. Because I think there's like...
What's a top end?
No top end cutoff is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, no, of course not.
Yeah. But when I was talking to the league secretary, she said... This is a fun league. We've been around a long time.
I'm excited you're doing that.
So I think it's going to be
between you and Mike, that'll be fun.
Yeah. And really, the magic will be comparing scores.
Yeah, because you guys are competitive.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to see.
So please, Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com, please, if you are interested, and I appreciate Zoolander actually commented. He said he would put on mascara. I said, Zoo. I'm sorry. That
very sweet of you.
Very sweet.
Zoo. Very sweet.
You can always come out. You can always come out and we'll check it out.
So done deal.
When we come back, I've got something about being old. And I'm curious what your take is on it. So stick around. And again, ladies, bowling, Leesburg, French fries, Cokes, the whole deal.
On it.
We're going to do it. I need friends.
It's so sad.
It is sad, isn't it? Hey, hot stuff. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Ready to stay cool this summer? Well, grab some dadgrass and let's dive in. It is legal, it is organic, and guess what? The TSA gives it the thumbs up to get that smokable hemp action and keep your cool. You can really spark up those pre-rolled joints. They're all about the low THC, high CBD vibes. And for you non-smokers, no worries. Dadgrass has tinctures and gummies that'll have you riding the mellow wave. No smoke required. And you jet setters, listen up. As I said, dadgrass is your travel buddy. Your nervous flyer? Well, TSA is on board. You can take your chill on the go. Fly high, stay mellow. It's the maximum utmost experience, my friend. All dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, this is great, TSA approved. You can travel with it. So right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Just go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. dadgrass.com/TMOS. And thank you, Dadgrass. Now, this is something I wanted to bring up because we are all represent. I knew Mike would not be here today, but we all represent different age ranges. I'm 52. You are?
45.
And how old are you, Mac?
32.
All right. A new poll from AgeWave. I know you go to that website all the time, don't you?
Well, I got to know about people's ages.
Of course. And waves. They said, you are not old until you are, how old do you think?
Probably 65 now.
I would think right? That, but they're saying 80. You're not old until you're 80.
What are the parameters? I only say 65 because Mike just talks about being old all the time.
But he's not 65 yet.
He's 64.
Yeah.
But maybe he's a young old guy. My father's 82.
Yeah.
And he's spry.
Yeah, he is. He is, very much so. But this new poll says you're not officially old now until you turn 80. But back when our grandparents were our age, 60 was considered old. And I guess it has to do with living longer, don't you think? But they asked 2,000 people, the Harris poll, and here's the weird thing. If you're not old until you're 80, the average life expectancy is still 76. So are you going to make it to old?
I've always been of the opinion that your age and your health correlate to your overall state of mind, right?
Right.
If you can't move around very well, if you need assistance, that is going to age you at a rate that is incomprehensible to all of us.
And I think Mike subscribes to the fact, and it comes up originally, I think I heard it from Dick Van Dyke, is you start aging when you stop moving.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if that's right. I think it is, because in your 40s, you start getting these back aches. Or
sure.
If you don't have back problems beforehand, or you don't get into a horrific car accident like I did.
You weren't at fault.
Still, it's, you know, you just, it changes your life.
It does.
And
have I ever been in a car wreck?
Yeah, but I don't know. You've got like...
Kidding.
You've got the unbreakable gene like Bruce Willis.
Oh, I think I might be a little breakable.
No, the things you've done and not died.
Yes.
Is unbreakable. You should have died at 2300 Wisconsin Avenue when you smashed your face into the sink.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Woke up in a pool of blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's fine. He's not an alcoholic.
No, no. As I said.
At a Christmas party.
As I said.
Of all things.
Oscar, alcoholism is tricky.
And then you missed your daughter's birthday.
18th birthday.
This is what you should talk about at a meeting.
She was displeased. Carrie was disappointed. Robert, just checking in.
Unfazed.
Unfazed.
Now there's Dad. It's in his shenanigans. Sod is what I say.
Dad, your mustache is all red.
That's from the blood, son.
Oh, yes. Alcoholism is tricky. Okay. No wonder I don't have any friends.
I know. You can't be friends with him. He's a train wreck.
He is.
Sorry, Rob.
That's okay.
My wife says I can't be friends with you. You're a train wreck.
He come down with something. He can't come out tonight.
He missed his daughter's 18th birthday.
Yeah.
But dinner he promised, because he drank too much at this holiday party.
He promised to go to the 19th
to the
birthday.
Next one.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be there at the next one.
Everyone loves the 19th. That's the key birthday. Isn't that when you get to vote at 19?
It's so sad.
It is depressing.
Can you imagine?
I don't have to. I did it.
Like, you don't get that 18 party back. Like, that's it.
No, it's gone. I don't think I'm going to dinner. As I look, my face split open. Horrible.
Oh, my God. Okay. What
Mac had the pleasure of driving me home that night.
How was that drive?
Quiet.
Oh, my God.
I'm better now.
Quiet.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Rob was like taking a nap.
No, I tried to talk, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, I didn't do very well. Yeah. But you know what? Thank you for getting me home safely.
Glad to help.
Yeah. Delighted.
So, your health correlates to how old you feel.
Yes, I agree.
And if you're unhealthy or you've got, you know, debilitating health issues.
Right.
I think that changes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you stretch every day and you're lucky and, you know, my father, he does, since he's been in his 40s, he's been stretching every morning.
Really?
Like, he does this whole routine. And
is he any taller now?
No, but he can get up. He walks around. He travels in international airports. He doesn't bitch about the timing. He's there with his bags, and you take that for granted because you're like, I don't have, I need to stretch more personally, but I think that has a lot to do with it, because if most people are dying before they're 80, it's because of their health, right?
Well, yeah.
So if everything goes right and you take care of yourself, maybe 80s when like just time catches up and you're like, well, I can't fight this as well as I've been able to fight it.
But also, here's something to consider, and some people buy into this and some people don't. People that are 80 now, when we look at them and say, let's just say, for example, the average person is 40, right?
Correct.
And they're looking at an 80-year-old and saying, that guy's old. Well, you know that in the 40 years it takes them to turn 80, there are going to be advances, and the entire lifestyle will change. Because,
well,
you know, people are living...
Mike's got the Mounjaro, and he's probably tacked on a good decade to his lifespan.
And fixed his back.
Yeah.
He's fixed his knees. He's Robo-Mike. But all that technology, like 40 years ago, 1983, it was a different world.
And yeah, you could still smoke.
Yeah, all you wanted. And
no one would judge you.
No. But what I'm saying is that in the 40 years that it's going to take that guy to turn 80, things are going to advance. I think we're a healthier, we're more, not necessarily a healthier country, but we're more aware of a healthy lifestyle than we were 40 years ago. We know what to do. We're just not doing it.
We choose not to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is sad. Sod.
Yeah, you know, that is interesting. You're right. There are tools that if they're available to everybody, then they could save, extend people's lifespans.
Yeah.
What's a good run for you? If I make it to 80, I'll be happy.
I'll take 80 every day.
I think you could live longer.
Do you?
Yeah, because you have low miles on you.
Well, I mean, in what way?
Well, your body has... No, never mind.
Yeah, you spoke
He's
a lie.
He's got a full engine change.
I got to replace my engine.
I swapped your engine.
Yeah, what they got to do is like when they take like an old Japanese taxi cab and take the engine at 48,000 miles and put it in
You're
a car.
In like Monster's Garage where they take one car and make it to another car.
Yeah.
Disregard.
So I'll take 80.
The warranty's off.
You'll take 80?
I think if you get to 70, we're lucky.
Okay, well, I'll take... Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll take 70, sure.
Yeah.
I'll take whatever I get.
80, my original shell.
Uh-huh.
Mac, what are you hoping to live to?
Forever.
Forever? Look at this kid, forever.
Yeah, you know what? He might.
What does Addison say about that?
not likely.
This is a dark show.
It is. Not happy like yesterday's. Do we have to do another disclaimer?
No.
Okay, good. All right, so everybody, we're all going to live forever, just like the song Fame said. All right, we'll be back after this. Irene Cara.
Hello.
I'm going to live forever. Stay refreshed and energized, Oscar.
Yes.
This scorching summer, and it has been hot. No lie. Ditch the dull water and sugary sports drink. The solution, my friends, is Liquid IV, my friends. America's number one powdered hydration brand. Experience the power of Liquid IV, new sugar-free line, and unlock unparalleled hydration with zero sugar and no artificial sweeteners. Get 3 times the electrolytes compared to sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins for daily wellness. It beats water's hydration speed, and the flavors, they're amazing. White peach, green grape, and when you're talking about the sugar-free stuff, the lemon lime, unstoppable. Feel amazing while making a global impact. Liquid IV has donated 39 million servings across 50 countries. So join me and choose Liquid IV for a revitalizing and world-changing hydration experience. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating, and now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Actually, it's been nice today. It's going to get hot again, though, so stock that up. The white peach also very, very, yes. Very good, very good. So I wanted to ask you, do you ever think there are people who say they like something, but they don't really like it? They're just saying it. They're pretending to like it.
Give me an example.
For example, Crocs. People that wear Crocs tend to defend Crocs.
I think they really like them.
Do you? Because yeah. I've had a pair. Well, first of all, obviously they're ugly, and they're not that comfortable.
I don't think you're the right person to judge this.
Okay, why?
Because you have I feel like you have a higher threshold for comfort than most. You've been wearing these $200 Birkenstocks your entire life.
Greatest shoes of the world.
So to go to from what is soft leather to plastic is a downgrade.
All right. Very true. And I should point out, since you are my supervisor directly, I have never worn Birkenstocks to the office here.
Well, yeah, that's why we kept you away for so long.
I know. And now I'm allowed here.
You need to get hard shoes to cover your toes, you filthy animal.
But, they are great. But I think Crocs, but people, I think they tend to think that they're great. People like them.
Well, I think people, what do an average pair of Crocs cost?
I don't know. Mac, can
who
you tell
buys
us?
Your clothes for you? You don't know what you don't
well,
you
I mean,
own Crocs?
Yeah, I did, but I bought them like 5 or 10 years ago. I don't remember. I'm gonna guess $25. What?
That's what they cost.
That's too
I'm
much.
I'm looking at it right now.
All right,
$60.
All right,
they could be as high as $75.
Right.
Now let me type in Birkenstocks.
Oh, Birkenstocks are going to house them. Birkenstocks will be close to two, probably.
Yeah, so then I'm going to go here. They have Birkenstocks. They have the plastic sandals for $50.
No, you don't want the plastic.
The leather's 110.
Okay, right? All right.
So that's a difference. It's a premium brand. I think Birkenstocks, by the way, is going to go public soon, so congratulations.
Awesome.
It's a different brand.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that hate on Crocs, I think we lost. America loves them. They've been around for almost a decade. It's past this like little kid, I'm cute. The collabs they've had with Justin Bieber and all the Highline, they're here forever. They're not going anywhere.
All right. You're like, again, dark, doom. They're not going anywhere.
They're not.
Yeah.
I don't own a pair, but it doesn't make me think they're any better than any other sandal. I don't own a pair because that's just my own, I feel like they're for kids.
I feel like
But when adults wear them.
Yeah.
I don't judge them anymore because too many adults I know have them.
They feel weird inside. They feel sticky.
Sweaty feet.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, I'm telling you why I don't like them.
Birkenstocks, very popular.
And very comfortable.
And I think they came out with like a Birkenstock, like half heel.
Oh.
For ladies.
So I could be taller?
No, I think they're evolving.
You know what I have? I have a pair of Birkenstock boots. It's got the same sole inside, and they are fantastic.
Yeah, they have like this like almost lady-esque. Yeah. Women's sandals, they're not just sandals. Let me look at the ladies' collection here.
Okay. As you always do.
They have sneakers. Look at that. They have some of these designer sandals.
Yeah. For German ladies.
Birkenstocks are German?
Very German, yes. It's the most hateful shoe.
Now I'm out.
Yeah, okay, forget it.
Do
you think people pretend to like caviar?
Yes.
I do too.
I had caviar for the very first time in my life.
Yeah.
On last year in April.
Weird texture, salty, right?
I didn't really, it did nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I said, this is what everybody's been talking about. And
it's
mind
a big
you, my
deal
palate,
to a
I have
lot
a child's palate. I get it. Fine.
Right.
It just wasn't great.
All right.
Unrewarding.
How about sparkling water?
I'm a fan.
I love sparkling water, but I do like this quote about it. Someone on Reddit said, it tastes like if Sprite lied about its personality.
No.
No, I love
this
sparkling water.
This person doesn't know enough about sparkling water. I should highlight that I am now off of the regular bottled water bit where you just get like smart water.
Yeah.
I want mountain spring water.
Oh, it's awesome.
If it does, well, it's the same price.
Right.
Why are we buying this garbage like purified in a factory water when we just buy mountain spring water?
To be fair, I just refill this bottle here. This bottle is probably 2 months old. The bottle itself, vessel.
Fair enough.
Okay. Driving a stick shift.
I love driving stick shift.
I thought you would. You would say that is awesome.
For a sports car, unbeatable.
And you know, even in my Subaru, they have sort of like a fake stick shift.
Yeah, Tektronic or...
Yeah, but it's fun. It can be fun.
Yeah, but no one... I don't know. Do you really use it in the car?
I have.
Once, just to see if it works.
See if it works. Yeah. The first time I drove stick shift was from Loudoun County into McLean, and it was during a blizzard, so there was no one on the road. And I figured it out, as they say. And you know, you got to get out there.
Toyota Land Cruiser, no stick shift.
No, none stick shift?
None stick shift.
Do you think people pretend to like camping and they actually hate it?
Ooh, camping's come a long way, Rob.
Glamping.
Camping's come a long way from when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many creature comforts that don't break the bank.
Yeah. It's designed
that we didn't
to
have as a kid.
You're right.
Like even putting a tent up was 10 times more complicated as a kid.
They're almost like spring-loaded
like,
now.
Boop,
yeah.
You're up.
All right, let's run through the rest of this list real quick. Do you think people lie about liking the beach?
Yes.
Do you think people lie about liking kale?
Yes.
I like kale. I actually
do. Yeah, but it's not that great.
If you cook it right, it is. The taste of any kind of alcohol, do people actually like it?
Alcoholics.
Yeah. You know what? I can confirm
that.
Extremely spicy stuff. People pretend to like it.
Mm. Yes, they try to show off.
I agree. Correct. I think it is something where they are showing off, and they, I mean, if it causes pain, you're not getting any flavor. Bubble baths.
I think if you're a bubble bath person, you're a bubble bath person. You're not lying about that.
Mac, you a bubble bath person?
I'm not a bubble bath person.
You know who is?
Mike.
Pony.
Pony.
Yeah. Pony bathes all the time.
That tracks.
Yeah, it does. Plain black coffee.
Ooh, black coffee tastes like garbage.
Ah, but there are people that love it.
Yeah.
They really are. People love it. Yeah, okay. So
another one Matt likes.
Black coffee?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You think that he would be like just a black coffee. I think of a black coffee drinker like, oh, like this guy's just like a hard ass. Like assertive. No.
Well, Matt also drinks it from a 2-ounce cup.
That is true.
Clubs once you pass the age of 35.
What kind of clubs?
Like dancing clubs, nightclubs, party clubs.
Oh, like going to a club where you get bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Like this is, I can tell you.
It's miserable, right?
Thinking about going to a club and getting a bottle, or even when I see these TikToks in Miami about Miami nightlife,
yes,
it seems horrible. And that's when I knew that I changed my entire persona as a person.
What was the show that Johnny Depp's daughter was in on HBO? I've already forgotten it. The one with The Weeknd? Rockstar? Popstar? What was it called?
Idol.
When they did the scenes in the clubs, it was nightmarish.
Did you ever like a club, though? I loved clubs when I was a kid.
No.
In my 20s, early 30s, loved them.
Like bars.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if you're going to talk about just clubs, I look back at those days, while fun, expensive, and I would never want to go back.
The only club I liked was the Kiwanis Club.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Being a parent. Do you think people pretend to like being a parent?
Yes.
I think some people
do.
Yes. But I do
think. If you don't complain about your kids, I question what you're really doing.
But I do think there are some people who really do like it, but I think it's a scant.
No, I think I've said on the show, like, there are certain aspects of parenthood that I think I'm going to miss out on.
Right.
Because I don't think it's in the cards for us.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know my brother really loves being a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for sure. But he's not beyond complaining about being a dad.
No, you got to complain.
You got to complain. So,
I mean, I'm almost out of the woods now of being a dad. And I still
think
complain.
You're done.
Well, no.
Aren't you done?
There's still a few checks to go up to WVU.
I thought he was taking care of it.
He's helping.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know.
Must be nice.
Well, I'll tell you what's nice is that WVU is just a little bit out of state. It's not far.
For someone that had to pay for a senior year, I know.
Yeah. All right. Last one. Lobster. Do you think people really enjoy lobster?
If you like lobster, you definitely do.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's right.
I love lobster.
Yeah, I do.
But you love trashy lobster.
What?
Yeah, they're mostly.
Yeah, you love red lobster.
And those are mostly crayfish, aren't they? Little guys from
they
a
are
creek.
Pretty small.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
have you ever had a lobster at the Palm?
No.
Okay, this would be a good. You know what? I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna take you.
I would enjoy that.
And then I want you a true review between Red Lobster and the Palm Lobster, and you got to be honest about it. Now, if I'm wrong, that's fine, but don't troll me on this. I want real, honest reviews.
Can I come?
No.
I will be. Yeah.
See, I need friends.
No, I don't need you there to shtick it up.
I'm not going to
shit. This is a show test.
When they bring the porterhouse out, I'm dead silent. I'm as quiet as I am in Mag's car. All right. We're going to do the old flip side.
Yes, flip side.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. And remember, Mike will be back tomorrow.
Can I come?
Well,
you've never asked for anything. There was one time you're like, can I come feed me?
I wasn't going to make you pay.
Oh.
I just wanted to go.
Funny.
Is it?
Can I come? Can I have some porridge?
Porridge? Can I have some of that famous palm porridge?
Yes.
Oscar, it is so hot.
How hot is it?
It is so hot that Hunter Biden just offered a plea deal to Ben and Jerry.
You know, what's funny is, like, we're going to go. Not today, Mac.
That's fine.
On Friday. Not Friday.
No.
Next Monday or Tuesday, we will put it in the calendar and I will walk you across the street. And I'll take you to the Palm. Tuesday because Monday they're probably closed.
Are you going to eat anything or are you just going to watch them eat?
No, I'll get the smallest salad possible because I know that
Very good.
That lobster is going to be an expensive show bit.
We can.
You sure you don't want
me? We can't have the show pay for it. I know that.
If you change your mind, you have my number.
No,
right?
You're not coming. You're going to know that we're going, and we're going to tell you we're going.
Just want to tell you. Go by, have a Coke, you know. Hang out. Be nice. Anyway, you can now shop for what you need at Dermglow because they've got the scoop on SunGuard, the most epic sunscreen in town, and that's not all. Dermglow's got the whole kit for your skin's A-game. Swing in and buy in person or hop on a virtual skin consultation. Trust me, the transformation is unreal. Hit up dermglowskin.com and discover what you've been missing. Lightning fast shipping, global delivery, and afterpay for your ease. And if you can't make up your mind, you just snag an e-gift card. It's as easy as can be. And be sure to tell them that Andy Richter sent you. You know Andy Richter.
I love Andy Richter.
I wanted to
great guy. Not going to see 80.
No, no. Richter is a 6'1", wow, 6'1" actor and comedian from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and an enthusiastic waxer who dislikes most body hair. Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
That's true. Remember, she used a razor that horribly nicked her. She should have gotten a wax like Andy Richter.
This is what Mike should have read.
Yeah, well, I wanted him to read it, but... We'll email it to him. Dermglow. Some restrictions apply. Check your local listings. Void in Cincinnati. Apples not included. May contain peanuts. Refrigerate after opening. Keep away from open flame. Keep out of direct sunlight. Packages filled by weight, not by volume.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. It is the flip side, and I'd like to start with a video offering, if I may.
Please.
I can't remember. Did you go to the first Fire Fest?
No,
you didn't go there.
Though, we did talk about it before it all imploded.
Yes, we did. And I found that to be a most amazing documentary.
Oh, of course.
The one that was
the
on
Firefly Festival.
I think it was just called Fire Fest.
Why did I call it Firefly?
That's all right. Firefly is up in Delaware, I think.
Oh, never mind.
Anyway.
I know Fire Island.
The guy, I know you've spent many, many nice
Hi,
days
guys.
There. Hi, fellas. Hi, sailor. Billy McFarland is the genius behind the Fire Fest.
He's not the genius. He's the crook.
Okay. Well, he served his time in jail.
Yes.
And he's out now. And he released something yesterday that I think you'll enjoy. Which is the announcement, albeit vague, he put on his best bathrobe and announced tickets will soon be available for Firefest 2.
What's up, guys? This is a big day because as of right now, Fire Festival 2 tickets are officially on sale. It has been the absolute wildest journey to get here, and it really all started during the 7th month stint in solitary confinement. I wrote out this 50-page plan of how it would take this overall interest and demand in fire and how it would take my ability to bring people from around the world together to make the impossible happen.
Does he have a lisp?
But how it would find the best partners in the world.
I don't know what happened to him in prison.
While executing Fire's vision to the highest level. In my first year, I partnered with one of the biggest and best TV companies in the world.
There's a lisp.
To produce a documentary called After the Fire. I've also worked with one of the biggest production companies to sign a deal to produce Fire Festival, the Broadway musical.
What?
And finally, today, we are announcing Fire Festival 2. We spoke to people as far away as the Middle East and South America, and ultimately, we decided that Fire Festival 2 is coming back.
Snake oil!
We are targeting Fire Festival 2 for the end of next year.
When you say, I've spoken to people as far as the Middle East.
Yes!
It's Flim Flam Man.
Yeah, snake oil salesman. Let's finish it out, Mac.
In the meantime, we'll be doing pop-ups and events across the world. Guys, this is your chance to get in. This is everything I've been working towards. Let's go.
Get in on what, dude?
I know. Right now, tickets are varying in price from $499 to $7,999. No report yet on whether or not that includes the cheese sandwich.
I just...
How stupid does he think people are?
Well, people are dumb.
They are.
If you were wealthy and just like on a, is it a lark?
Yeah, just on a lark.
You'd be like, I got a ticket. And then he'd go and spend it on something else.
Well.
That is not alleged. That is probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, and it's horrifying.
Also, what a press release. All right, guys, it's go time.
It's go time.
I'm in my robe, spending someone else's money.
Let's have him go.
Doesn't he owe people money?
Well, I'm sure he does. Ugh. But I bet it was part of the settlement, you know, because he served time in jail. So maybe he's starting anew. Mm. Don't fall for this. He announced no acts. None. All he's saying is that it's happening.
Everybody has an outlet now.
I invite you, if you even blink at the thought of doing this, watch the documentary.
Please.
Now, it's very rare that I come to the office with a piece of tape that I share right away and get great reactions from everybody. I try to, as they say, keep it in my pants.
Correct.
But this is great. This is a young lady who raised a baby duck. Now, I love ducks. Ducks are a great animal. My Uncle Bruce used to keep pet ducks. They were all called Dagwood.
Oh, that's
He
sweet.
Fed them Cheerios. But this lady raised a duck from eggdom to the point where he was ready to have his first swim in real water.
Aww.
Imagine. She is so in love and so proud of all the distance this duck has come. And we now go live to watching her put the duck in the water for the first time.
This is my pet duck, Adam, going for his first swim.
Gotta watch
Be
this.
Careful, Adam. Adam! Adam!
Adam is
This is
gone.
My pet duck, Adam, going for his first
watch
swim.
Watch one more time.
Be careful, Adam. Adam! Adam!
He is gone, and I have never seen a duck move that fast.
Captivity.
He's not
just
into
like,
it.
Just like Matt Bloom leaving the studio. Bye,
Adam.
Pony!
Adam! So there's that. Okay. The theme to The Office.
I love it.
I know.
Recognizable.
I've always, very much so. And I've always thought it sounded a little familiar. And maybe it's because it sounds a little bit like Adele. So this is a guy playing the theme to The Office and then dropping in a sample. It works so well, it's almost frightening. Someone Like You by Adele.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you. Don't forget me, I'll say.
It works.
Yeah, it works. He's pushing it, but it works.
Well, he bent the bent the theme for it to get work, but I thought that was pretty impressive. But the only reason I don't give him full credit, he's one of those YouTube guys that scowls at the camera while he's doing it. He's too cool for YouTube.
No.
I don't like that.
How dare you?
Who is your favorite fast food mascot?
Grimace.
No, but I mean,
of all time?
Well, yeah,
Grimace
I mean,
is top of mind these
okay,
days.
Okay, well, he's great because of the shake, but I think we need to look at like the top representatives for each one.
The hamburger.
That's not the one. If you wanted a McDonald's one, you'd need...
Ronald's creepy.
You don't like
I've
him?
I've always felt like he was creepy.
Okay. Ronald came in second.
Okay.
Okay. At number three. I'll say this. Also, because I'm trying to save number one. I will say that the number three mascot also very creepy to me.
Okay. I'm just going to name them off.
Okay.
I'm not going to. I don't want to give the power Porsche away on key two. But,
I understand.
They got Roy Rogers.
Okay. Not mentioned. Did not make the mini.
What's the Hardee's?
Hardee's doesn't have one, I don't think.
Okay. McDonald's.
McDonald's at number two.
Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Is three the king?
Three is the king from Burger King.
I think the king is a stone cold pimp.
But he is scary.
No, with, the king is great.
With his hard plastic face.
Oh, even better.
I didn't like it when he had the football commercial where he stole the ball.
The king is iconic.
Okay. Also finishing out of the money, Wendy.
Nah, you know, they needed to like spruce Wendy up.
Oh, make her a little more desirable?
Yeah, and a little more cosmopolitan.
No more pigtails?
I just don't know. Like, maybe get some extensions on her.
That's just in. Sonic the Hedgehog, not the representative for Sonic Burgers. Number one is the Colonel.
I'm Colonel Harland Sanders, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's the only way that you're going to get chicken that is finger-licking good.
If you want Kentucky Fried Chicken, you have to visit me.
That's not him singing at the end.
I trust him.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you could have... Remember when Norm McDonald was the Colonel? Was it Norm McDonald was the Colonel?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's just iconic.
Yeah. Colonel Harland Sanders.
Yeah.
Not a real Colonel. No,
just
like me.
But what a great pitchman, right?
Oh, very good. You know what the secret to Kentucky Fried Chicken is?
What is that?
They fry it in a pressure cooker.
Ooh.
Which is really dangerous really to try healthy. At home. Yeah. All right, let's close with this. I've had people that have listened to the show for a while know that I've had my fun with telemarketers in the past.
Yes.
This is a comic named Tim Harmston. He takes a different angle with it. Here's him versus a telemarketer.
I got a call from a telemarketer, and he said, are you paying too much for your auto insurance? And I said, yeah, I am, because I drove into a marching band on the way home from a wine tasting. What can you do for me?
That's messed up.
And then he was like, oh, I think I dialed the wrong number.
The wine tasting is perfect. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
God bless, man.
Mike, we will see you tomorrow. Oscar, always fun to sit in with
you. Yes, sir.
And Mac, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Remember, you have only 8 days. Absolutely worth it. Sonic the Hedgehog. You have only 8 days to order a fruitcake, so please do it, and do it now.
Now.
Now. Do it now. And so until tomorrow, when we return with more fun and frolic for Oscar Santana, and Mike O'Mara, and Mac McIntosh, and Matt Bloom. This is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, folks, it's Rob, and as you can tell by the acoustics, we're in the garage. Happy Easter! You have found the Easter egg. Hey, look, it's Mac. Hi, Mac.
Hi, Rob.
Point to your orange car. Look at it. It's orange. And it makes a loud noise when he goes into reverse. Let's see what happens.
It's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.